This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. A U.S. congresswoman says she will no longer visit Israel after she was previously barred, even after the country decided to let her visit her family on humanitarian grounds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the latest.
Israel says it granted Rashida Tlaib's request to visit her 90-year-old grandmother and other family on humanitarian grounds, saying she pledged to respect any restrictions put on her. But Tlaib says she will not let Israel use her love for her grandmother to force her to bow down to oppressive and racist policies. Israel yesterday said it would bar Tlaib and fellow lawmaker Ilhan Omar from entering the country on a trip organized by a Palestinian group, saying the two support a boycott of Israel. The decision came after President Trump tweeted Israel would be showing great weakness by allowing Omar and Tlaib to visit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities will begin restoring some telephone lines in Indian Kashmir on Friday night. Telephone and internet links were cut and public assembly banned in the region just before New Delhi removed the decades-old autonomy the Muslim-majority territory had under the Iran-Indian Constitution. The measures were aimed at preventing protests. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Secretary.
You will see a gradual restoration from tonight and tomorrow onwards. You will find a lot of Srinagar functioning tomorrow morning. BSNL takes a couple of hours to get back to action. Exchange by exchange, they'll be switching it on. Over the weekend, you'll have most of these lines functional.
He did not say when services would be restored, adding that militant groups could use the latter to organize terror actions. Gibraltar turned back U.S. objections on Thursday and released the Iranian supertanker Grace One from detention. Follow the story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea's